And now I'd like to invite the little ones forward for a children's time. Hi, guys. So I have a question. Who knows what holiday is coming here in just a little over a week? Who knows? What is it? Why do we have, how many of you see that big tree right there? Why do we have, do you have a tree in your house like that? You have a big tree. You have a house. That's good too. Well, we are getting ready to celebrate Christmas. You all know what Christmas is? And you all will probably get presents for Christmas. How many of you know what a present is? Yeah, one of you, for sure. Pretty enthusiastically. And in the lead up to Christmas, we have to wait, right? That's the hardest part, is the waiting for presents.
I do.
You do, yeah. So how many of you, if you could choose, would open all your presents right now? Yep. I can get that way too. In fact, I used to look for presents in my mom and dad's house to see if I could find them before they had been wrapped, and before to see if Santa Claus had come early or something, you know, if there were early presents or mom and dad presents. And so I hated waiting for Christmas. In fact, I, the night before Christmas, would be on the lookout for Santa Claus, and the smallest sound I heard, I wondered if he had come early and if I rushed downstairs really late, hi, if I would see presents. And the waiting was really hard, but we here in the church, Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And we as grown-ups and as kids, we wait every year for the promise and the hope of Jesus being born. And the waiting is worth it because Jesus is the best gift we've ever been given. Isn't that neat? Jesus is the best and most important gift we've ever been given. And I'm going to talk to the adults a little bit about that here in a minute.
Okay.
All right, so let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the little children. We thank you for a wonderful church of moms and dads and aunts and uncles and parents and grandparents and grandparents in spirit to guide and nurture our children. We pray every day that they would know that they are loved, that they are cared for, and we pray that we would nurture and guide them in your ways. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Do you want to help me say amen? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. You can go back with your moms and dads.